News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday, one final time for the spring high school football season. We're joined by Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. You may have heard there's a pretty big football game happening involving an area team. I'm not quite sure what game that might be. Oh, wait. Fondy Kimberly coming up tonight, 7 o'clock up at Appleton East High School. We'll have the coverage for you, of course, starting later on this evening here at KFIZ. But here to help us break down all the action we're going to see on the final time of the spring season is Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. Travis, it's finally here. One of the most anticipated matchups of the season. We're going to talk about that, of course, in detail here as the bulk of our conversation here today. But we're through 6 weeks, 1 week left. You know, just like the normal fall season, the spring season has flown by, and we're almost to the end of probably the strange times in high school sports and the high school sports landscape, at least for the alternate fall seasons we've been going through.
Yeah, and you know, you used a word in there that it's people are using more and more, and that's normal. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been a year as abnormal as it has been, and as different as it is to have football in the spring, that we have gotten much closer to normal. You know, schools, some places not having fan restrictions, not having mask requirements potentially. You know, the season's been a little reversed in that we started with colder weather and worked our way to a little bit nicer weather instead of the other way around. But the football has been good. We've gotten some very competitive games, and we're getting closer to that normal feel. And of course, once the games start for the players, it feels very much normal. So it's been good. It's been good to get closer to that. As we've talked about a number of times, you know, we've tracked the number of games that have been canceled both in the fall and in the springtime. You know, we're well over 95% of all games have been played this spring, compared to about 75% in the fall, at least in terms of COVID cancellation. So we're getting there. We're getting back to more of a normal feel, and it feels pretty darn good.
It certainly does, and I'm not going to be the one to complain about the reverse of the weather, for sure, with, you know, colder leading into warmer, as opposed to when we start in August and it's, you know, 85, sometimes 90 degrees, and then we get down to the state finals, and sometimes there's snow flying. So that's been a nice change, too. And like you said, the football's been good. And, boy, you know, a couple good matchups last week for the two teams that we're going to talk about here in just a bit, Fondy and Kimberly. Fond du Lac defeating Appleton North. And then Kimberly got a test in that first half against Nina, but pulled away in the second half. And that all sets up the showdown here this week as Fondy, number one team in the state, takes on the number two team, Kimberly, in the large schools division. Before we get into this week's matchup, Travis, anything stand out to you from week six, not just in the Fox Valley Classic, but across the state?
Well, there was a really big game in the Madison area that I was at last week, Wanakee and DeForest. Two outstanding teams, two teams that were in the state finals. The last year we had state finals in 2019, big rivalry game. It was a very good game, very competitive, probably easily the best game I've seen to this point this year. I'm hoping this Fondy Kimberly game is even better. But Wanakee got a win in that one, 48-30. Two very impressive teams that have a lot of young talent as well. I was talking with both coaches, Aaron Mack from DeForest and Pat Rice from Wanakee, not only leading up to that game, but in the last couple of days. And there's probably six or seven kids that are underclassmen between those two teams. They're going to be Division I scholarship players. And so a lot of talent in that one, and it was a good game to see. There was also another undefeated matchup last week in Bangor in Cashton. It came right down to the end. Bangor scored in the last minute to win that one. So it was good to see some competitive games coming down to the end.
That's for sure. And we talked the last couple weeks, too, about you know, Fondy and Kimberly, especially Fond du Lac. It seemed like for the last couple weeks we had talked about, okay, this is going to be their biggest test, and this is going to be their biggest challenge. Well, Fondy still had the running clock game against Appleton North last week. Didn't score 50 points plus for the first time all season, but still that Cardinal team and then Kimberly, especially in that second half, they kept rolling last week too.
Yeah, both teams, you know, kind of broke open the game and really weren't challenged all that closely. You know, Fond du Lac has been doing it all year, so we shouldn't be surprised. But it was interesting to see them really handle an Appleton North team that was pretty solid, that has kind of struggled at the end. They got running clocked by both Kimberly and Fond du Lac the last couple weeks. But both teams took care of business and set the stage for this one. And, you know, I've said it a few times this week, if we weren't going to have a regular state playoff, a regular tournament, a regular state finals, this is about as good as we could get. This is about as good as we could ask for to end the season. A really great way to put a bow on the year. It's a de facto state title game, if you will. Apologies to Sun Prairie and my good friend Brian Kaminsky. You know, this is a great way to cap things off, somewhat of a culminating event. Then we just get to turn our attention to the discussion of, well, which team is better, Muskego from the fall or whoever wins this one. The discussion will never end, obviously, and unfortunately it couldn't be solved on the field. But, man, this is a great way to end the season and put things, you know, to bed on this very strange year and move forward to hopefully a regular fall season.
Number one versus number two. I don't know if it's been tracked, at least in the coaches' poll that Wisports has been done. Has there been a bunch of number one versus number two matchups, or is this a pretty rare thing to see rankings-wise?
We've seen it a few times. I don't know the exact number. Mm-hmm. More often you see it in the playoffs, of course. You know, if there's two pretty clear teams that meet up at the end of the season, you know, that's happened before. It might have even happened last year when Muskego and Bayport were unbeaten going through the season and met up in a state final. So it's happened before. We've even had number one versus number one matchups, teams from different divisions playing. But it's not, you know, extremely common, and we will celebrate it every time it does occur, because whether it happens once every couple years or once a year, whatever it might be, it's still a big deal, and it's still a huge, huge game here on the schedule.
What's the statewide perspective on both these teams, Travis? We, of course, locally know Fond du Lac. The guys up in the Fox Valley know Kimberly. What does the state see when they see these two teams go head-to-head?
Well, you see two great programs, obviously, and I talked with both Coach Jorgensen and Coach Jones this week for our podcast interview. Check that out at the WSN podcast, shameless plug. But they've had some great games lately. The last, what, half dozen years or so, you know, obviously with Coach Jorgensen, his father, even starting with Mike Ganebach when he was at Fond du Lac, really ratcheted things up there at Fondy and turned this into a great rivalry that has seen arguably some of the best games that we've had in the last few years have been some of these Kimberly Fond du Lac games. Not only the game that Fond du Lac won in week one of the 2018 season to end Kimberly's 70-game winning streak, but a couple of really down-to-the-wire games in other times, including playoff games. So, you know, two great teams, two great programs that have had some battles, and I think there's a lot of excitement around this one, not just in the Fox Valley, but elsewhere in the state. You know, Fond du Lac has just been so impressive this year, dominating people, Kyle Walljasper and Braylon Allen putting up huge numbers, that it's, you know, kind of surprisingly pushed Kimberly kind of to the wayside. And obviously Kimberly's number two, Fond du Lac's number one. It's weird seeing Kimberly not the top team, especially as an unbeaten team that's, you know, been very impressive in their own right. So to see Fond du Lac kind of ascend to that point where they're ahead of Kimberly has been very impressive. And again, a lot of attention on this game this week.
It's going to be interesting matchup. You mentioned some of the best games in the state have been between these two teams, and I've had a chance to cover every meeting since I started here at the station in 2016, and I think every single one has come down to the final possession, really, whether it be Kimberly scoring a late touchdown. You think back to 2018, where Fondy got the field goal to end the 70-game win streak, and then Kimberly in the Level 4 game at Titan Stadium gets the two-point conversion to send them to state. So just a really been a great series, and definitely looking forward to a good game here tonight. And I was going to mention your podcast. I'm glad you did, too. And, of course, we hear from the coaches on our pregame show, but for folks who are interested now, check into that podcast. What reaction did you get from Coach Jones and Coach Jorgensen in your podcast, just to give a little preview?
Well, Coach Jorgensen talked about how, you know, for them to be successful against Kimberly, you cannot beat yourself. Mm-hmm. Kimberly's just so fundamentally sound. They take care of business in every facet. And that's been, for a lot of teams, other teams, that's been a big mental hurdle to overcome, that they just don't make mistakes. And if you make one mistake, it can be all that is needed for them to win or come back or blow the game open. And obviously Fond du Lac has kind of gotten over that mental hurdle and got that big win in 2018. In terms of Kimberly, Coach Jones you know, he talked about how for them it's a big thing is going to be tackling, you know, bringing down Wall Jasper, bringing down Allen, finding a way to get those guys on the ground is going to be the big thing that they're focusing on, in addition to just taking care of their own business. So two very impressive guys. You know, love catching up with them. You talked to both of them, obviously, a lot and many times. It's good to talk to coaches that, you know, enjoy talking about high school football and celebrating the success of their teams, and those two guys that certainly do that. So it was a great conversation, and again, a great way to lead up to this game.
Travis, I don't want to overlook some other notable matchups going on in the state. I know in the Flyway Conference, both Amro and Lamira looking to finish off unbeaten seasons. And it doesn't sound like we're going to get that matchup I know you were campaigning for between the Foxes and the Lions. But I want to mention them, too. Anything else stand out to you from the final week of the spring season here as we wrap up spring football?
Well, the other big matchup on the slate this week is DeForest and Menasha. And, of course, those two teams met in the 2019 Division III state title game. DeForest rallied with a game-winning touchdown and two-point conversion in the final minute to win 8-7. But DeForest is coming off their first loss of the year to Wanakee, but this is definitely a premier matchup and you know, would have been a spotlight game. It is a spotlight game, but in a normal week may have been the game of the week, if you will. You mentioned Lamira and Amro. Heard some rumblings that maybe there were some attempts to work something out between those two teams to play, and unfortunately it didn't work out. But we do get a pretty good game with Lamira and Mayville to close things out. Mayville's only loss was to Amro, so that's a good way to put an end to the Flyway. And that was, you know, arguably the best conference in the state at the small school level, especially when you look at those top four teams, Lamira, Amro, Mayville, and St. Mary Springs. Very competitive league, very fun league to follow this year. So, yeah, we get a good game to end that one as well.
Very cool. Travis, before we close, we're obviously, we talked a little bit at the beginning of the interview here about returning to normal, and we're all hoping for a normal fall football season coming up starting in mid to late August. I'm guessing it's too early to tell if we are going to have a normal fall season, but have there been any rumblings on what fall may look like for the football season here as we prepare for the 2021 and 2022 school year?
Well, understandably, the WIAA and schools are taking things one step at a time. You know, they're worried about getting through this alternate fall season and then getting through the traditional sport spring sports season and then turning their attention to next year. Just some initial indications that I've gotten, I would be surprised if there are any specific guidelines or protocols from the WIAA for the fall. You know, they released a pretty lengthy document of guidelines and protocols and things that needed to be done. I think there's a sense that they would like to see those come to an end, and then it would be up to the schools and maybe at the conference level to decide if they want to have any protocols in place. And obviously, we've got several months before we get to that point where, you know, they're making those decisions. But you could still see some schools that have fan limits or, you know, spectator mask requirements, things like that. But I expect a large number of schools will have little to no protocols, you know, changes in place that you'll start to see most places back to no limits on fans. And, you know, it'll be back to pretty much normal. But again, things can change and we've got to get there. But I think I don't see any changes in the schedule. I think that's almost a certainty, as much as we can be certain in this time period. And then it's just a matter of what individual schools might choose to do, continuing any of the protocols.
All right. Well, Travis, thank you so much for talking to us throughout the spring season, and we will chat with you again at some point in August. Have a great off season.
Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer. There's no off season though. We'll have all kinds of stuff going on at WSN, and it's going to be a fast changeover, obviously, with spring sports going into early and mid July, and then football starting up August 1st or 2nd, whatever it is this year. But I appreciate you having me on all year. And certainly do look forward to chatting again in the fall.